Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Suit on.
Looking like the Dapper Dawn.
Giving them all.
Like a million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
They're listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Today, folks, I just want to dive right in because I think I got it. Here it is. Did you know that there is a life for you that's greater than you could have ever dreamed of. Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before? And did you know that there was a life for you much bigger than the one you wanted? And lastly, did you know that what I just said is true? Did you know that? Did you know that the things I just said are available to you? It's not just intended for those who receive awards. It's for everybody. Yeah, you too. It's for you who didn't get your high school diploma. It's for you who are incarcerated. It's for you who have two strikes. It's for you who've been sentenced to life. It's for you who've gotten out and have a felony record and can't seem to get it together. It's for you who have an illness. It's for you who the doctors have given up on. It's for you. This life I'm talking about is for you. Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you dreamed about, better than the one you've imagined, a life better than the one you thought of, that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before? There's a life for you better than the one you saw for yourself. There's a better life for you than the one you expected and even the one you wanted. Did you know that this is true for you? See, here's let me give you the secret to this thing now. You have to believe that it is for you. Now, you got to fight through the doubts. You got to fight through the will of Satan, because the devil is busy, man. The devil wants you to think that it's hopeless. The devil wants you to think that this is it. The devil wants you to think there ain't no more to it. The devil wants you to think that this applies to other people but you. Yeah, you've been dealt the worst hand of them all, which you ain't, but that's what the devil wants you to think. So you got to fight through now. You got to fight through to get to what I just said is available for you. But what else you got to do? You ain't doing nothing else. Might as well fight. Why just wake up and just let it be? Why would you wake up every day and just exist when there's a chance for you to actually live? See, the reason I don't mind smiling so much now is because I'm no longer existing. I'm living now. See, that's what you want to get to. You don't want to exist to wake up paycheck to paycheck, day to day, not knowing, not understanding, not having, can't get this, can't get that, can't go here, can't go there. Gotta wait till it seems like you never get nowhere. You can get out of that rut of life feeling like when you wake up in the morning that your life is ho-hum, that you're just in a rut. I drive the same way to work. I do the same thing on my job. When I get off, I drive all the way back home. I sit there. I read the newspaper. I water the lawn. I'm so sick of my life. This ain't what I wanted, man. And start over, do the same thing. Then the weekend gets in, you gotta mow the lawn, and then you try to fix something in the garage, and you feel like your life is in a rut. I'm talking about if this feels like a rut to you. Now, if it's what you've always wanted, I'm cool with that. But I'm talking to people who want it more, who would love their life to be more, who would love their life to be different. I'm not criticizing you if I just described your life. I'm just only talking to the ones who would dare to believe that there's more to it than this. I'm only talking to the ones who would dare to accept the challenge, to fight through and see what God got for you instead of listening to Satan all the time. The devil is busy, man. Please understand, he's so busy. So busy trying to trick you, get you into the groove. You know, they're doing all kind of stuff now, man. You know, atheists and already got prayer taken out of schools. Excuse me. Look at our schools. Now there's a push by the atheists to get the words "In God We Trust" taken off our money. Here's the deal. If you don't believe in God and you don't want to trust in God, just go on about your business. But what you can't do is spill off all into what I'm talking about. That's the problem I have with all of them. If you're going to do you, then do you. But don't spill off into what I got. Now, see, if you don't believe what I'm saying, then I ain't talking to you. Let's just be clear about the relationship with Steve Harvey and his crew. I'm only talking to the people that believe, that are looking for something else, that want something more, that want something better. That's got to be out there searching and hoping and trying to do more. That's all I'm talking to. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, then go ahead, try it your way. Go see, write me, email me, let me know how it's going for you. But I'm telling you of a way that's tried and true. If you go to God, if you go to your creator, your maker, if you go to him and you go to him for real and tell him, hey, you know what? I want you to go ahead and take over from here. I'm done. I done done all I know how to do. I done tried everything I know how to try. I'm sick of me right now. Hey, look here. You created me. What you want me to do? And here's the cool thing about it when I made that decision, y'all. See, I was so afraid for years that I was going to miss out on something if I did that. I couldn't do this no more. But the stuff I needed to stop doing, I really need to stop. The things I was afraid of not being able to do anymore were the very same things I really didn't need to be doing no more in the first place. On the real, man. On the real. All that temporary fun I was having, all them temporary outlets I was using, all them temporary things trying to fulfill myself I was doing. I was just doing a bunch of temporary mess, man. I said, hold up, man. I want something permanent, man. I want a permanent feeling in my heart that it's going to be all right. So he replaced all that fun with joy. But it was only because I went and I faced him. He didn't take me and stop me from being me. He just made a better version of me. See, God don't take, because all the stuff he sent you through, he needed you to go through all them. He needed you to have them experience of what it felt like to be locked up. He needed you to have experience and know what it was to lose everything. He needed you to have experience to make you tough. You're just going to be a tough one. I'm a tough soldier in his army. That's all. I just ain't one of the weak ones. I protect the weak ones. God didn't take a lot of stuff from me except the stuff I needed. But the stuff he made me to be, he allowed me to keep it, and he just made a better me. Do that, y'all, and you can have what you want.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is here to give thanks and honor to the Almighty for another day, another shot, another opportunity, another blessing, another gift. That's why they call it the present. We're here again, man. All because of him. I mean, I ain't no preacher. I'll never be a preacher. I'm just telling you, I ain't perfect. None of them, they ain't either. You ain't. Nobody is. So, you know, I'm just in here, man, doing the best I can. You know, striving, everything, trying to learn something new every day. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity and the shot, man. I'd like to have a life of longevity. I would like that, you know. Peace and prosperity, kindness and giving, you know, change a couple people's lives along the way, help as many as I can, you know, and earn a seat at the table. That's really it. Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's really it. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Mouth of the South, Junior, the ever inquisitive one, and Nephew Tommy. Junior, what's on your mind?
I can't believe you said that you're going to try to earn a seat at the table. If you ain't at the table, ain't none of us getting at the table.
No, Junior, that's not true. That's,
Everything you've done.
That's not true. Let me back you up a little bit. There's some people on this Zoom that's living good quality lives. I'm not living the best life on this Zoom. I really don't think that. You know, I've done some things, accomplished some things, but I'm talking about just being a good person. I've probably quadrupled the mistakes total on this show.
So, so you've out-mistaked us all.
Boy, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. These three women could not have done what I've done. There's no way. There's just no way.
Like what?
There's no way. There's just no way.
Yeah.
It's no way.
Got it.
Okay. You, no, I got you.
No, you don't, Junior.
You really don't.
Let's see what else I can admit to that ain't gonna cost me too much. We're not talking about lying, because lying, I don't really think lying is that big a sin.
Wow. No.
I think the Ten Commandments say thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbors. Mm-hmm. But it did not say you can't lie about yourself and what you do.
That's your interpretation.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Yeah, long as I don't lie about you.
Okay.
She was over there. She wasn't over there.
That's what I'm thinking. Not lie.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbors.
Okay. You can lie about you. You just can't lie about me.
I just bear false witness about myself. You ask me where I was, I don't have to tell you that. I have lived by that one. That's probably going to cost me a little bit.
You think?
But, you know.
Coming up.
Trying to.
At 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, you know, a lot of y'all don't like to give people chances. You gotta give people chances in life. And this right here is the blind barber. The blind barber. All right. Don't knock it till you try it. Don't knock it till you try it. You don't know. There's some people that's doing some amazing things out there. Y'all can go to a hairstylist that's blind. There's some people that really can feel their way around. There's some people that know what they're doing. You got to give people a shot, man.
I tell you one thing, though. I bet I'll be able to tell.
Yeah. Because we're not blind. Yes.
All right, here we go. The blind barber. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach that run the bar. Now, you run the barbershop down there, don't you?
I own the barbershop.
Okay, now, I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's
$200
a week.
$200 a week. That $800 a month. That deal good because they're just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right. Because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at, and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell? I need to put my taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for what's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. You know, I'm not gonna let that stop me. You know, I'm still gonna.
Oh no no no. no, no. Hell no, man. You, hell, wait a minute. Duh, you what?
I'm blind, but see, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good, so I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of around my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, baby, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait now. See, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that in my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, scrimination, or what. Not in my shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this what I like, though. This what I feel like this my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
That's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I got the qualifications, and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there. And I told you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way back. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair being blind. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cut.
I didn't have that kind of in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said. What I don't want you to do is make me mad about this. Now,
how you going to get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm offering, and you tell me this that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you're blind, man. Come on with that.
Now, listen. I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barbershop. I'm going to fill these booths out, and I'm going to start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Worry about getting in no tussle with me, because if you bring your up in my shop talking about you going to cut hair, it's going to be some furniture moving around up in the.
But I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere now. You better keep your. With my shop.
You gonna get your whooped by a blind man is what you gonna do. You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your song.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
You don't give a damn. I don't want your money. You blind can't cut no man. My shop. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law. You can call any body you want to call. That's my. You not gonna do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting hair. My. You won't. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming, and I'm coming to whoop your. Cause you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number in the first. Well, who gave you my number? You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your thing with the you call my phone?
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number. You call my shop. How the who gave you my number?
Now, what difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job? See,
you don't call my personal phone.
You're going to watch your tone with me. What you going to do?
I ain't going to watch your thing.
Don't you
bring your in my shop.
I tell you one thing you're going to watch. You're going to watch me get on your this evening.
Well, how you going to get on my? You can't see me. And I'm about to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm going to whoop that. Man, you ain't no good.
Hey, Mr. I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What? I'll be back.
Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with
You're listening to
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, President Biden releases his tax return, and once again, Trump doesn't. What's going on with Rick Ross and the Drake beef? What is happening there? All right, we got to find out about that. And Celebrity Family Feud will be star-studded this season. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. This one's from Vera in St. Paul. Vera writes, I left the South and moved in with my daughter last year. 6 months ago, I met a wonderful man and I moved in with him. My daughter is still mad because she thought she would have a babysitter. Am I wrong for choosing a man over the kids?
Well, you're doing a lot of moving.
Right?
You know, you're just moving up, left to South, then you went up North, then you moved in again. You need to, I just think you need to pay attention to your decisions. That's a lot of moving. You're an unstable employee. There's a lot of companies won't hire you if you had so many moves on your record. I didn't get hired by Allstate once because I had moved too many times in a 3-year period, and they thought that that showed instability. So you might want to be careful about all this moving and stuff. But to tell your daughter to have an open mind, because you'll be back. Yeah, you don't even know this dude.
They may not work out.
She'll be back. You'll be over there babysitting like the baby won't.
You know, play on.
All right, Miss Vera. Moving on to Kennard in Memphis. Kennard says, I met a woman that has two left feet and I love to dance. I love to watch black and white movies and she hates them. I love seafood and she has a shellfish allergy, but it's the best lovemaking I've ever had. Should I overlook the other stuff?
No, get out, dog. See, let me tell you something about that good lovemaking. Mm-hmm. It's good long as you make it love, but the rest of them 23 hours, you got to deal with all this shit. She can't dance. She can't eat nothing. And I'm here the part you left out for sure.
What?
She crazy. You left that out.
There is not. No, it's not in there. She just can't dance and she doesn't like the same movies he likes.
If you can't dance, you don't like movies. You can't eat
black
a lot
and white
of food,
movies. Yeah.
You crazy. Well, that's how I know she crazy. Because, first of all, I don't like black and white movies.
What?
Ain't I crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I don't like black and white movies. Now, I can dance.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm.
And I am allergic to spiny lobster.
Oh,
I can eat Maine lobster, but I am allergic to spiny lobster. Spiny lobster.
Yes, spiny lobster.
Yeah, I don't care what they got. They can have that. My whole mouth be itching.
Yeah. All right, so you and this guy wouldn't get along either. You and Kennard wouldn't get along.
Well, surely me and Kennard, you're not.
Yeah, you wouldn't get along. All right, moving on to Joyce.
I'm this hill, so there's no chance of me and Kennard.
Moving on to Joyce in Bedford City.
No chance of me and a Bernard. No chance of me and a Leonard. None of those are possible with me. I don't give a damn. None of the Nards. We are home. I don't give a damn if he played golf, like cigars, and, like riding in the country.
Well, Joyce in Bedford City says, I joined the finance committee at church. My husband claims I'm on the committee because my ex-husband is on the committee. I told my husband that we should find a new church after we got married, but he said no. Should I not be active at church because my new husband is insecure about my ex?
Well, I don't know how y'all hooked all this up. Y'all at the same church, just laying around and leaving each other and staying together and
counting money together,
praising the Lord together.
Big old Christian community, I don't. You in that counting money? How you doing today? Well, how you doing? everything going all right? What are you trying to ask me about my husband? Stuff like that.
Yeah,
they ain't that talking, dog. So I don't know what to tell you. You said get a new church. He said no.
Because
let me tell you why he said no.
Okay, why?
He don't want to look like he got the girl and he running from the dude. But now he's standing there and now the dude and the ex work.
Oh, it's an ego issue with him. Okay.
He need to get on the committee.
What'd you say, Junior?
He need to get on the committee then. Oh, it ain't, the new it ain't husband. No more
open. It ain't no more open. Now, I'll tell you what, the three of us ain't fitting to be sitting around talking about a damn thing.
She's just saying, you know, it's about service with her. She wants to be active at her church.
Well, you know, that's what the whole problem is. It's about service with her.
That's the issue.
That's the whole problem.
That's the whole issue.
Yeah, next question, sure.
Last one, Steve. This is from Rika and Aurora. Rika says, I have a 5-year-old niece that acts like she's 30 years old. She makes up stories and no one believes she's lying but me. She told her mom that her daddy has a girlfriend and she is white with an afro. My sister is stressing out and following her husband around. Would I be wrong to discipline her child for her?
Oops. Yeah. That baby seen something. Yeah. That baby seen something.
Yeah.
But the white lady with the afro, though, that's what you need.
Maybe she's just light skin.
That's descriptive right there.
But that's going to be easy to find, though. Yeah. You know. Because the real white lady hair don't really flow up.
Not quite the way.
You need to find out who this little high yellow heifer is. That's what it is. There ain't no white girl. The baby just don't know. We come in vanilla, you know. We do come in vanilla just like we come in double dog. We do.
Double dog.
The finest chick I ever saw in my life was dog. Lord.
Stupid. What?
Ooh. Ooh. Father loves this double dog girl in Clean Patricia Porter. Lord, ever.
So should the auntie, she's asking, should she discipline the child for her sister?
No, you're going to get jumped on.
Yeah, don't do that.
That little five-year-old just be lying. But some of this stuff is true, though. But see, once you tell so many lies, you don't know. See, and when I was a child, I had that imagination because I was creative and I didn't have nowhere to go with it. Uh-huh. That's when lying first started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I perfected it then and learned how to lie just under dire circumstances.
Yeah, and you're so good at it. We could see it's a long-standing tradition, you've been doing it for a while.
Man, give it in a heartbeat. What you
effortlessly
job interviews, court. I'm talking about under pressure.
This lady all over town looking for a white afro.
White girl with an afro. She's running up all them white targets. Afro, white Why is she mad at
it is, and see, but she wrong. She don't know. It's just a light-skinned sister that baby over there. Before she pressed her hair out, she come out that shower. I'm just light-skinned girl. That's all.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
I love her.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid a total of $146,629 in federal taxes.
How much?
$146,629.
What?
That's what they pay. Yeah.
The Biden.
Almost 147, actually. $1,000.
$100,000.
Well, you know, they don't get paid.
I send it in every month. They won't.
Wow.
Every month?
Whoa.
Well, that's how much they've paid in federal income tax, according to his 2023 tax return. The president publicly released his tax return, which he has done every year for the past 26 years. It shows that he and the First Lady reported an income of about $620,000 and paid her a federal tax rate of 23.7%. Meanwhile, the former president, Trump, has never agreed to release his returns. We all know that. Yeah, despite that, his spokesperson said, quote, President Trump has released more information to the American public about his personal finances than any candidate in history. Huh?
No, he hasn't.
What?
Where did you get that?
Another lie. Another lie. It's not clear if he will release his 2023 return. We know he won't. The White House said in a statement, once again demonstrating his commitment to being transparent with the American people, President Biden has released the most tax returns of any commander-in-chief while in office. President Biden believes that all occupants of the Oval Office should be open and honest with the American people, and that the longstanding tradition of annually releasing presidential tax returns should continue unbroken. That's from the
Honest is not what you're ever going to get from Donald Trump.
Right.
Honest. No. There has never been the total of all the presidents ever. You can total up all the lies they've told. It don't come close to the ones he done told. And he's still lying.
And these
idiots in this country, they do not care because that's how they are. They cool with it. They like him because they like what he represents. It is the American way.
It's really sad. That's really sad.
No.
He want to get in the White House just like they came and got in America. And he ain't got no problem getting in there like that. And they ain't got no problem putting him in there like that. Because they know it's the American way. We got to stop being surprised at these people because that's how they are. Period. If you vote for Donald Trump, it's because you are not listening and paying attention to any of the moral clauses that's been put upon any other candidate to run for the presidency of the United States. And if you set up in here and let this man tell you that that election was stolen, you stupid. You know, good in hell well, you really can't steal no damn election. And you know that.
That part.
Yeah. So when all y'all win, when DeSantis win and Cruz win and Abner win and Abbott win and all y'all win, why ain't no problems with it then?
Right, right.
Wow. There ain't never been a problem about an election until he set up and lost.
Right.
Because you know good and well you can't do that.
Yeah.
And he has convinced y'all that everybody is wrong except him. He has convinced you all so much about fake news that all news now about him is fake news. So you don't believe the 91 indictment. What? 91?
You better convince this jury because they loading it in.
Yeah.
They loading the jury in, partner.
If you're going to release something.
He said he need a break because he got to go to Barron's graduation.
Whatever.
They still going to get these jurors. It's going down.
It's going down now.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get these tax money.
All right,
him
moving on.
And Melania nowhere.
Where is she? What is going on?
Don't nobody want to go down there with him.
All right.
Switching gears, in other entertainment news, yesterday we talked about the Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, Steve, and his soon-to-be ex-wife, Teresa. They're going to be special guests on the new season of Celebrity Family Feud. But we also hear that Megan Thee Stallion will be on the show. So who else is going to be on the show? Can you share, Steve, this new season about
Anthony Anderson's mama, Shaq?
Guess you can.
Some rock bands. Fat Joe. Remy Ma.
Remy Ma. M-A. Ma.
He said Mon.
Really?
Don't tell me you called her that on national TV.
She was actually really nice, man. She was really cool. Nice.
She
was cool. Pretty teeth, man. Had on some hellified boots. Everybody wanted the boots she had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was dope. In her fly, man. She was dope.
How was Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, she is that now.
What a stallion.
What she say?
Very much so.
She's on the cover of Women's Health magazine.
Stallion, Clydesdale, Thoroughbred, all that.
Yeah, we talked about her workouts.
Secretariat, all of that, you know. Lord.
Go, Megan.
All right, well, we'll keep you posted on the season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud. Finally, in trending music news, Carla, what is going on with Rick Ross and Drake? What are they beefing about?
I don't understand. Over the weekend, Drake dropped a diss record, taking shots at Rick Ross, The Weeknd, Future, Kendrick Lamar. Drake is mad because Ricky Rosé unfollowed him. Ricky Rosé responded. They talking about nose jobs. It's real crazy. It's beef.
Who got a nose job?
That's what Ricky Rosé is saying. Drake got a nose job. It's real. It's real crazy.
Oh, okay.
Not true.
All right. Thank you, Carla. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to check Steve's voicemail at 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, time now to check your voicemail. If you would like to leave Steve a message, call him at 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air. Ready, Steve?
Yes.
Here we go. A white female voter in Atlanta left a message for you.
Hey, Steve, this is Linda. I live in the Atlanta area, and the woman that you announced about the Chick-fil-A and all that other stuff and the garbage that she's feeding is ridiculous. I am white, and I would never, ever, ever support Trump. Ever. I believe in everything that you say, and I hope that the message that you get out there, Steve, and Morning Crew, I hope y'all get that message out to these people and have them vote right. Let's not make this mistake again. It was a mistake. He's rude. He's crude. And this can't happen. But, Steve, you keep doing what you're doing. Love you and love your team. Thank you. Bye.
All right, white lady.
Okay.
Well, well, does she have an afro?
Because, you know, you can't. I'm just speechless at times about this country that we have. Yeah. I mean, and the audacity and the hypocrisy that resides in this country is sickening to me. And here we are, man. We just sitting here with this foolishness all over again. This man is not a quality person. You know, I was on stage at Family Feud on one of the breaks. I just said, look, I don't mind a person being conservative. I don't mind conservative views, however you want to view it. You got to have, there's a difference of opinion in how everything is going on. You know, but listen, like, I believe what conservatives say, that people should pull themselves up by their bootstraps. But at the same time, I believe we got to help those that don't even have damn boots.
Yeah.
Now, that's too liberal for some conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, man, so I don't mind the conservative viewpoint. Just can you get a better damn representative? Just a better human being, a better guy. This guy is not, he don't even morally represent what y'all really talking about. And I got news for you, man. He don't care nothing about the small man. Nothing at all. Yeah. He don't care nothing about poor people. He ain't never been one of them. Anyway, can you got to talk
about We have another caller. Yeah.
Good morning, Steve. I'm right here listening to your show, and I just heard y'all saying, you know, a little comment about Donald Trump and his million of felony charges or whatever. I want to know, how is it that in America, a black man can't even get a regular job with a felony? or pending charges. And Donald Trump can be the president with all these charges. Like, make that make sense to me. A black man can't even get a job in America. And you telling me a crook like Donald Trump can be the president. Make that make sense for me.
The only thing I can make sense of it is it's the American way. Mm. That's how they got America. So that's how they gonna keep it.
They voted for him. All right. All right, Steve. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll have more voicemails for you. 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we have more voicemail calls for you. If you would like to leave a message for Steve, call him 877-29-STEVE. We might play your voicemail on the air. All right, Nikki from Brooklyn left a message about dealing with her husband when she comes home from work. Steve, check it out.
Hi, Steve. My name is Nikki from Brooklyn, and I was just listening to you guys. That is me and my husband. When he is retired, so he is at home. When I come home from work, a long day, I do not want to talk. And he does not understand that. I just need a minute to just come home. I want to get in the shower. I just want silence for a minute. And he asks me 1,001 questions. Then he gets mad because I don't want to talk. And ask him, oh, well, I won't ask you about your day no more. You know about my day because you called me at work and asked me about my day. So when I come home, I am tired. I just want a minute to myself to just woosah and just relax, eat my dinner, watch a little television, and go to bed. I'm tired, like tired. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get it.
Yeah.
Please, no.
Woo, he done got on her last.
Lasner. What you got for Nikki, Steve?
Well, you know, he need to find something to do.
Yes.
Because obviously she don't want it to be her.
Mm-hmm.
Find yourself some business because I don't want to be your business. And I think the person that's at home has to understand the person that's going out here going to work.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a break when you get home. I talk for a living. So when I come home, I don't really want to talk. Mm-hmm. That's cool if my girl understand that.
Right.
For the most part. But don't let nothing be wrong, though. Hell.
You talking.
You got to talk. All right. This is from, Nikki called back, too, Steve. Nikki called back.
Oh, she really fed up.
Uh-huh. And wait, this is Nikki again from Brooklyn. And if he doesn't speak to me while I'm at work, he'll really have a heart attack. Talking about, so you could talk to everybody else all day at work. Everybody else on the way home. Everybody always talking on your phone. You talk to this one, you talk to that one. And you can never talk to me. Then when I ask him, so what do you want to talk about, husband? You know what he says? Nothing. I don't want to talk. He does the same exact thing. I was like, was these people peeking at my window? Because that is me and my husband all day.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Look,
Nikki,
man.
I love her.
What you want to talk about, husband? Nothing. Cool. Walk off. Go take your shower. Go woosah. You know. But you're going to have to get him. You're not going to get him to understand because he ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah.
You talk to people all day long. You're damn right. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I talk to people all day long to help bring the money in the house that helps support us. Yes, I talk all day long. And now that I'm off, I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
I see you sad when I'm off.
This is Tuesday.
We can talk on Saturday.
It's Thursday. So Tommy said he needs a hobby. He needs something to do. You said that, Steve.
He needs some partners is what he needs.
Yeah.
Some friends or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He needs some golf clubs. That's what he needs. If he retired, get you some golf clubs, buddy.
All right.
But, okay, Steve, we have another one. This is from caller named Jackie thinks Tommy has a good idea.
Jackie. Hi, this is Jackie from Waldorf, Maryland. I think Tommy had a good idea for the team on the Steve Harvey Morning Show get together and be on Family Feud. Steve, why don't you host your nephew as the lead and all the other Kate crew members from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all go ahead and follow little Tommy. Come on now.
You heard her.
You heard her.
Why don't y'all go and follow Lil Tommy? That's the part I heard.
She had me till we got to that point.
Let's go meet Team Lil Tommy.
What would you ask him, Steve?
Oh, we gotta go.
Oh, we got to go. We ran out of time.
All right. Coming up next, it is the nephew with a prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is my husband's first aid kit. We'll get into that in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
This right here is, it's called bed bugs. Bed bugs.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. That's a deal breaker for me. Bed bugs right here. Let's go, cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Shanice. She's not here right now. I take a message. Do you know when she's coming back? Nah, is this a business call or something? Nah, this personal. I need to talk to her immediately. Nah, you need to talk to me. This a man. Who is this? This is Brandon. Who are you? I'm Ernest, man, but how do you know Shanice? I got a bit of a situation here, man, and it's basically a financial situation that I'm owed some money from her. So I kind of need to talk to her about getting this money. It's totally disrupted my whole apartment, and I need to actually see about talking to her about getting this whole problem taken care of. What's the situation? What's going on? I mean, I'm basically right now I'm $2,500 in the rears due to Shanice, and I need to see if she's gonna be able to pay me for the situation or what, you know. Do my girl owe you money? She owes me $2,500. $2,500 for what? I don't even know who you are, first of all. So, what's up with the $2,500? Man, first of all, my name is Brandon. Okay. And I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now. Okay, so here you want to know it all in a nutshell is it's like this. Shanice been coming through, okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks, I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses. Because your mattress. Because it's bed your mattress. Bugs. Wait a minute, dude. Wait a minute. So you trying to tell me she was in your bed? Yeah, she been in my bed, dude. She been in your bed. Are you crazy? Hey man, come hey, on man. Now, dude. Listen, you know, you're hey, dude, the real serious is right not now. Where you she's talking about $2,500? Problem is, you talking bed. About $2,500? You talking about my girl was in your bed? Now we're not even gonna get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it. No. Hold up, first of all, no. You calling here, and here a dude answer the phone, and you still got the ad for her, and then go tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress? Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000, a full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away. Man, I'm not worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there talking about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute. Matter dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that. Nah, hey, don't even worry about that now. But you on my phone talking about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress. Nor do I have a couch. Do you understand the problem that brings me? I don't care nothing about your mattress or couch, dude. I don't care nothing about that. Your name, you say your name, Brandon? I'm Brandon, yes. Yeah, Brandon, okay. Don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? Dude. No, you can have them bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is you're talking about some bed bugs. Ain't no bed bugs over here. Okay, so what's she getting the bed bugs from? She done brought them over here to my place. I don't care nothing about it. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now. Dude, you calling me over here, man. I ain't had nobody else over here. Right, don't worry about who you had over there. But you don't call here talking about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here. Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool. No, we got a problem. We already got a problem. You calling me talking about you been sleeping with my brother. Hey, dog, I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We cool. We not cool.
First of all, I'm gonna handle Shanice myself. I'm gonna handle you later.
What you talking about? You gonna handle me?
I'ma handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude.
You want a mattress,
right? And marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that. My problem is getting my money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'm gonna get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's gonna be a casket wrapped around that.
Hey, dude, why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem? The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Okay.
Now you got two problems. You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got a dude after you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I see I can't talk to you. When do Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home. Okay. What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when you going to have my money then when you find me? Because I need my money.
Yeah, I'm going to have your money. I'm going to have your mattress, too. Please understand. You're going to be resting real well.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house, leave them all in my mattress, leave them all on my couch where I got to throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm going to ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
Well, I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really, though.
Ain't no kind of, sort of, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a four-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman? Four years. We about to get married. And you calling here with this...
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug, which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your... First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency?
Yeah, this is an emergency. Learn another emergency number.
Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, either you come out and you handle it, or you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Hey, who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ernest, you just got pranked by your girl Shanice.
Man, y'all.
You all right, man?
Boy, it was over. It was over. You understand what I'm telling you? It was over.
Come on here. Come on. Bedbug, let's go. Keeping it stupid. Uh-oh, it's getting tight up in Baltimore. Yes, it's getting real tight, baby. That's right. Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Factory, getting real tight. We almost there. Just a few more to go, and I can say them famous words. We getting tight. So, back by popular demand, I will be there at the Comedy Factory. Got a few tickets left. The nephew is coming to town. That's two Friday and two Saturday at the Comedy Factory this weekend. All right, Tommy just added this right here. This is going to be good. This is going to be real good. This is an evening. An evening with Nephew Tommy, May 10th and 11th, West Palm Beach, Florida. You understand? That is Mother's Day weekend, West Palm Beach, Florida. Two nights, that is May 10th, May 11th. That's my daddy's birthday, May 10th. May 10th, May 11th, at the Rinker Playhouse at the Kravis Center. Oh, my God. The nephew is stepping up in some beautiful, beautiful playhouses. Oh, my God. It's an evening with Nephew Tommy. Boy, I'm starting to sound like I'm classy now. Lord have mercy. This boy, I am so proud. When I step outside and look at me, I am so proud of me.
I have come a long way.
When I step outside of me and look at me, I really like what me is doing.
That's really normal. Like you got to do too with us for asking.
Oh.
Come on, Uncle Steve, help us.
I see me doing it. So, hey, yeah. Mother's Day weekend, the nephew will be in West Palm Beach, Florida. Tickets are on sale right now, two Friday, two Saturday. What, me?
Look at your Uncle Steve.
Let me ask you something, Tommy. When you step out yourself to see you, how far away do you have to walk?
Oh, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. I'll be right there on me. I'll be right there.
All right, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband's first aid kit. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband's first aid kit. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 25 years and married for 22. Our youngest daughter finally moved out and my husband and I hit the road and visited his parents. And then we drove up to Michigan to see my sister and her children. It was a great 2 weeks of spending quality time with my husband. The only drawback was that we didn't have a lot of sex because his back was hurting. He had his doctor phone in medication for his back, and we picked it up as soon as we got back in town. A few days after the trip, I was still unloading stuff from the back of my husband's SUV. I mistakenly dropped a bunch of things in the driveway, and I heard a crash. I realized that I had dropped a first aid kit that I gave my husband years ago, but the things that fell out of the first aid kit were not supposed to be in it. There were a few condoms. I didn't stop to count them. There was a pill bottle of performance medication that men use. There was a moisture aid, and there was a small bottle of shower gel. My whole life was shattered, just like that first aid kit. I gathered up the stuff, and I put it next to my husband on the couch. He tried to talk, but he got the hiccups like he always does when he's startled. I don't know what to make up our marriage at this point, and my husband hasn't even tried to explain why he's been riding around with the sex kit. All he's asked me is, what do you want to do? Does that mean does that mean he wants out of the marriage and he hopes that I do too? If that's the case, do I fight for my marriage or is it best to let him go? What do I do? Yes, it could mean he wants out, but I'll say this to you. If you want your marriage, yes, by all means, fight for it. I mean, I'm really sorry this happened to you. The problem is you can't be the only one fighting, and you don't know how to fight if you guys aren't talking. I mean, this isn't something you can sweep under the rug. If there's any hope of fixing this, you both have to do the work. I mean, you have hard evidence that he's been cheating, and most importantly, your husband has not denied it. He didn't even try to lie. He didn't even try to say he doesn't know how the sex kit got there or anything. So, yes, he's the one that doesn't seem to want to fight for the marriage. Even if he doesn't know what to say, he could do something. He could say something since this is his mess And I'm not saying you have to stay in this marriage. I'm not saying that at all. You don't have to take him back. I'm not saying that. Because he certainly doesn't deserve it. It sounds crazy, but it's on point what he's asking you. What do you want to do? You got to take your time. You got to think about this. Then you got to do what you want to do, what will make you happy. And that could very well be without him. You don't have to take any of this stuff from Mr. Sex Kid in the Car. Stupid. Steve?
Well, one of the great gifts God has given me is the ability to read between the lines. Mm-hmm. So now let's read the line and let me show you what's in there that ain't on there. You've been married 22 years. Your youngest daughter finally moved out. Y'all went on a road trip, visited his parents, drove up to Michigan to see my sister, her kids. It was a great 2 weeks of spending quality time with my husband. The only drawback was we didn't have a lot of sex because his back was hurting. Now, let's read between the lines. The reason y'all didn't have a lot of sex was because he didn't have the first aid kit.
What?
He did not have the first aid kit. See, y'all took this trip in the SUV, but this first aid kit was outside in the SUV. If he bring the first aid kit in the hotel or whoever, wherever y'all was staying, then you would know the contents of the first aid kit, and he couldn't let you see that. That's why y'all didn't have sex. Then you say he had his doctor phone in medication for his back, and we picked it up as soon as we got in town. Well, see, while he was calling, he could have called in the medication on the road trip, had it transferred up to a drugstore pharmacy up there where he was at so he could get the particular things out of the kit that was needed that was causing the backache. Are you following me?
No.
I am.
I don't see why not. Now, few days after the trip, you unloading stuff from the back of the truck and you mistakenly dropped a few things in the driveway. You heard a crash. Now that crash is metal box. That metal box, it wasn't a bottle, it broke. That crash is that metal box that first aid kits come in and that you had gave your husband years ago. But what fell out of the first aid kit wasn't supposed to be in there. There was some condoms. You didn't count them. That was a pill bottle of performance medication that men use. That was a moisture aid. That's lubricant. And that was a small bottle of shower gel. Got to get cleaned up before I get back home. My whole life was shattered just like that first aid kit. I gathered up the stuff, put it next to my husband on the couch. Oh, hell no. And hold that thought. Because this is what he should have did when she put it on the couch.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's crazy response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is my husband's first aid kit. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is my husband's first aid kit.
Here's this woman that finally became empty nesters. They take a road trip to see their mom and their sister. Had a great quality time with her husband. The only thing she said was wrong was they didn't spend time having sex. Mm-hmm. And the only drawback was we didn't have a lot of sex because his back was hurting. Well, the reason his back was hurting because he didn't have his first aid kit in there. The first aid kit was out in the SUV. Now, he can't go out here and get the first aid kit because then you'll know what's in that little white box with the red cross on the cover of it, that little tin box with the red cross on the front of it.
Yeah.
And so then the guy back in town phoned in medication for his back. Now, what he should have did while he's on vacation was phone in for that medication for that male enhancement drug that he uses and had it transferred to a pharmacy out of town, which they can do that for you. But he didn't do that right there. He made you think it was his back
but it wasn't his back. It was the lack of what's in the first aid kit, not being able to let you know that he got this stuff in the first aid kit. Now, he been using this stuff on you, too, now. But he didn't let you know he was using these aids that he got. So anyway, you was unpacking the SUV when y'all got home, and you dropped some stuff, and the first aid kit you gave your husband years ago crashed on the ground. The things that fell out the kit wasn't supposed to be there. And some condoms. I didn't stop to count, and there was a pill bottle with performance medication me and you. And then there was a small bottle of shower gel. We have got to get a shower in before we go home. Mm-hmm. My whole life was shattered, just like that first aid kit. I gathered up the stuff, and I set it next to my husband on the couch. Now, as soon as you set that on the couch, you say he got the hiccups like he always does when he startled. And that ain't no problem. You say he get the hiccups when he gets startled. You didn't say he get the hiccups when he lied. So what he should have said when you put all these condoms and pills and lubricant on the couch, he should have said, "Oh, hell no." Oh, no, these MFs didn't. Oh, hell no. These black bastards, they done finally got me. Oh, hell no. Look, where you get this from? She'll say, "I got this out the car. This the first aid kit that I gave you and all this stuff in it." Oh, man, they said they was going to get me and they got me. Who is they and what are you talking about? Man, my boy has been trying to prank me for the longest and try to get one in on me, and they done finally did it. Where was it, baby? Oh, I'd have had her on the back of her heels. I had her on the back of the heels. Because, see, right now, because I'd have thought of that. Oh, hell no. And I would have blamed it all on that. Now, and then, you know, I didn't know what to make of my marriage at this point. And my husband hasn't even tried to explain why he been riding around with a sex kit. I would have explained it right then when you put it all on the couch next to me. Because I know what this stuff is. And then she said, he didn't make a marriage with it. And then go around and say, all he asked me is, what you want to do? I'd have said, okay, so what you want to do? They done pranked me. I done told you what they did. I can't believe this. Now, you finna, what you want me to do? They got me. Oh, it's a good one now. Oh, they got my ass. They got my ass good. But what you want to do? That stuff been back there for years. You know, because my boy, he got a detail shop. He do car. And I let him detail the car. And that's when they got. I bet when I took my car down there to get it detailed, that's when they put it in there. I be there. Boy, this is crazy.
You're over.
Boy, this is crazy. For what you want to do, though.
It's over.
What you want to do. Oh, it's over on a prank?
It's over.
See, I'd have had that. I'd have done that one. And then she go, well, what does that mean? He wants out of the marriage and he hopes that I do too? See, we wouldn't even have got to that point. Because Shirley said he ain't even try to lie. That was the perfect time for it.
He didn't deny it. Slow. None of that.
He's slow sitting up there hiccuping. But you hiccuping because you startled. You damn right I'm surprised. Because where the hell you get it from?
Steve?
He hiccup when he startled. He don't hiccup when he lie. She sent the stuff down there. He went, what? Oh, baby. You sit up here, gonna sit up here trying to block on me because I was set up in there. These dudes, my partner got detail shop and we was down there. I let him wash my car. And then he went, what in crap? This is so crazy, I'll be damned. And
you need some water.
You really thought, I don't need no water. I don't need no water
right
now.
Put your head in a paper bag.
I don't need no paper bag. Because, you know, this is crazy. crazy. I mean, man, this is so crazy.
All right, I said, woo, Lord have mercy. Post your comments on today's crazy strawberry letter at steveharveyfm.com on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good.
Let me say this too, but since he did not lie and did not offer you this, it's too late now.
Yeah.
I can't help you, dog.
Yeah,
you
all right.
You can timely with your lies.
Downloaded today, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Philadelphia pulled it off 105-104 over Miami. Man, what a game that was. Man, Philly was down by 12 in the first half and came all the way back. And, man, you know, Jimmy Butler almost had a scare in the first quarter where he sprained his knee. Said it could be an MCL injury, so they do have to play on Friday against Chicago. So we'll see if he makes that game. You know, Tyrese Maxey gave 19. My man Joel Embiid with 23 and 15. It was really the Nicholas Batum show, Batum show, because he had 20 points, 6 of 10 from 3. Great game. So Philly takes it 105-104. Poor management at the end by Miami, man. You know you were down by 4, and you just take a shot with 1 second left, hit it by Tyler Hero, but you should have been got the shot up and at least fouled. See if you can get another possession. That's what they should have did, but they didn't do that. So 105-104 Philly. Congratulations. But the other game, oh my gosh, the other game, well, Atlanta and Chicago, 131-116. But did y'all see Coby White? This brother finished with a career high of 42 points in the game, man. It was just like his, it was his game. It was all it looked like. They couldn't stop him. Would you see Zero with the ball? Play some defense, because he's doing whatever he wants to do out there. He was killing them out there, man. You know, so Trae Young, man, had 5 turnovers in the first quarter. You know, he's coming off that injury with his finger, so he was didn't look that well, but he did finish with 22 points. So, 10 assists. Pretty good game. But Deontay Murray finished with 30. So, hey, you know, that's it. Atlanta out. They got it, but they out. So
they out.
You know, yeah, they out. So, you know, Philly takes the 7th seed. They'll play the Knicks in the first round. Philadelphia and New York. So, we're going to see who's going to pull that out. Who you think you feel for that, Unc?
Philly and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
New York the two seed.
Yeah, I know, but ain't Jason Randall out?
Yeah, he is. He out.
Okay, Philly.
Go that levels the playing field, huh?
Yeah, you gonna go with Philly.
Tilted heavily. Good sports report. Very impressive.
Well,
very, very impressive sports. Right. I felt like I was listening to a sportscaster.
Unc, I was just reporting the game. I don't know what you thought it was going to be. This what happened.
Thank you, Junior.
Did you see?
Junior, take the win, baby. Take it.
Okay.
A win is a win.
Okay, so when I compliment him, okay.
You can't win.
I know. I can't win either.
Oh, don't worry. I see you won.
That was a win. That was definitely a W.
No, Unc, I didn't mean it like that, big dog.
Nah, I'll show you what I can do tomorrow. See you at sports tomorrow.
Okay. Some praise on this show, man.
Junior.
You blew it. Oh, I did. I probably did, didn't I? All right, Shirley. Go ahead.
Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a man on social media needs some advice, Steve. He says he may have damaged his neighbor's air conditioner unit. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, this is from Rob on Steve Harvey FM. He said, this past weekend when I was weed eating the strip of grass between my neighbor's house and mine, I accidentally got the weed eater too close to her air conditioner and it got caught up in a wire between the air conditioner unit and her house. I didn't think I cut the wire, but the next day I saw an AC repair truck in her driveway. Should I say something to her about me possibly being the cause of her AC troubles, or should I just keep my mouth shut?
Hey, bro, the right thing to do, the right thing to do is say, hey, look, I think when I was weeding eating, I accidentally cut your thing. I'm willing to pay for that. That would be the right and neighborly thing to do,
right.
Especially if it's a woman over there and you a man and you did that and this woman got to fix her air conditioner, dog. You don't know what her situation is. You the cause of it. That's the right and just thing to do. Now, that I would do that.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Wow. Now what's the flip?
And it's be honest. Hot. Look at this. Yeah. Steve.
Never cease to surprise me.
About it.
Yeah. Well, if it was a man, then I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, gender has to do. Okay, it has.
I'll be standing over there with my weed eater, drinking coffee, talking to the repairman. So what you think happened?
How much that's gonna cost him?
Yeah, man. So while you're over here, can you check mine? Make sure mine cool, but don't put that on the bill.
Okay, so gender. It depends if it's a man or a woman. All right. All right, the next one is from Kirk, Steve, on Steve Harvey FM. He says, is it a violation of bro code to go out with the fine ex-girlfriend of your best friend?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime you ask, is it a violation of bro code, you already know it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You already know.
Okay, so listen to what he says. He says, last week she started to hit me up over social media. And I have to say, I've enjoyed catching up with her. She and my friend dated about 10 years ago, and it's not like it ended badly. It just kind of fizzled away. Then she moved out of state and recently came back and is telling me how much she thought of me over the years. So do I run it by my dog first, or should I just do what feels right and worry about it later?
Bruh, listen to what you said.
Yeah.
Do I do what feels right and worry about it later? You have a negative connected to what you're trying to call a positive. Do I do what feels right and worry about it later? Mm-hmm. Now, bruh, you already know that you out of line. I tell you what you do, man. Why don't you call up your homie and say, hey, man, she done hit me up. I know y'all dated 10 years ago. I really done forgot about her. She been hitting me up. And on social media, I was checking with her. How you doing? I'm trying to figure out. Turns out, man, she want to holler at me, man. How you feel about that, bruh? And go on and say that to her.
Yeah. What's going to happen?
Okay. Because, see, why don't you say that to him? Because what you write us for? Because I'm telling you right now, you done broke bro code. You already know that.
Yeah,
you already know that, pimp.
We all want to whoop your ass right now.
Yeah.
We really
that's right.
That's first thing.
So he's trying to say it's been 10 years, so it should be over.
We don't,
it should
be over her by now. If it feel right and worry about it later, he'd already know. Mm-hmm. And then he know too much particulars. It ain't like they broke up on bad terms. It just kind of fizzled away. See, you got too much inside information for you to all of a sudden not have no damn information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It ain't nobody else for you to go
apparently
out.
All these women out here. all these women out here.
So he's breaking bro code. Absolutely.
Breaking it. You ain't got no DM. You can't DM no damn body.
So there's no time limit on bro code. There's nothing.
Bruh,
just if
man,
I dated her,
man,
you can't
law,
date her.
You know, yeah. Man wow. law is man law. Ain't no statute limitations on this. Mm-hmm. This is what we do.
No.
You don't get to do that. If you can't sit with your knees touching because it was crowded in there.
Okay.
That's just the law.
All right, more.
Can't no man sit nowhere with his knees touching. You already. I'm just telling you.
Yes,
we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Kentucky Derby is just a few weeks away on May 4th. It's at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, and there are about 20 horses in the lineup. Here's some of their names: Fierceness, Forever Young, Resilience, Track Phantom, Domestic Product, Catching Freedom, Endlessly, Just a Touch, Society Man, and No More Time. The favorites to win are Sierra Leone or Fierceness, and this year's purse for the Derby will be $5 million. Steve, you've been to the Derby before.
Yeah, you know what I always wanted to do, though? I always wanted to be the dude that called the race. You know, just be all up in there and had them names up in there. And they're off. Black Magic is taking an early lead. We've got Black Magic rounding around, and we're going to come around. Coming up, and we got Ding-Along. Ding-Along is coming up and around the corner. All of a sudden, here comes Skunk Funk. Skunk Funk takes a short and early lead around. They're on the back stretch, all up in you, has taken the lead. We're all around, we're going around, we're coming. Here comes All Up In You. Oh, here comes, look at here. Look at here, he's in the race right here. And all of a sudden, they're coming right here. And then, here comes Splash of Sugar Honey Iced Tea coming on the outside. They're rolling down the center. They're down the stretch, and they're down the stretch. See, My Ass has taken a slight lead. All Up In You's coming up on next. Oh, Hell Now's coming down the back straight. We looking at it. And look at here. It's Skunk Funk. It's Splash of Sugar Honey Iced Tea. It's looking at it. It's Black Magic. It's See My Ass. See My Ass is taking a lead. All of a sudden, All Up In You trying to get up in there. It's See My Ass for the win.
Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather give up traveling or celebrating holidays?
Oh, man. Look at Steve's face.
Oh, man. I like the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
That's a tough
one. So I would give up. I'd give up celebrating holidays because I'm still had a holiday. I just call them something else.
Oh, you wouldn't call them holidays.
It's gift-giving day. You give up traveling. Now, how the hell are you going to feed your family?
I don't want the holiday.
Well, what holiday you going to have when you can't feed your damn family? How the hell are you going to give up traveling? You got to go to tell these jokes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you stay home. I tell you what, you stay home, going to be some sad-ass holidays. Well, I know it's Easter. We not having dinner today. I know it's 4th of July, but Daddy can't afford no barbecue, so we gonna boil some more rice.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you of these holidays.
Yeah, you ain't think that one out, did you?
All righty. Would you rather never use the internet again or never fly on an airplane again? Ooh, another trip.
What?
Nah, internet I give up the internet.
Well, I got to give up the internet then.
So I don't know how we're going to book these flights,
That's what Uncle Steve.
Yeah, you're going to get on the phone like you used to. Hell, I spent the majority of my life without no internet. I don't need no damn internet. Go down to the library and look stuff up like we used to do now.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you rather lose
it? Get your ass an Atlas and go.
Would you rather lose your sense of taste or be colorblind?
Huh. Ooh, that's a good question for blue cheese, all that drink.
I'm just going to be colorblind. I'm just going to be weighing stuff. Don't make no damn sense.
But
I want my taste.
Okay, like so colorblind. Tommy, colorblind.
You like to eat.
Everything black and white. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'll just be colorblind. My wife ain't going to let me look crazy. No way. So I'm just...
All right, here's one.
Would you dinner with the right outfit on.
Would you rather do it in the rain or in the back seat of a car?
In the rain. Oof. Is it lightning, though?
Yeah, you ain't going to be able to do it till it's in the rain. Don't nobody want you doing it.
I don't even know what kind of rain we talking about. You know, this.
Well, don't nobody want you doing it to him while you crying. What is your fucking crying? Is it good? Is it good to you? What's my name? What's my name? Is lightning high here. Yeah, I go on in the backseat of the car. You ever been outside in the rain? Yeah.
Doing it.
Now, a regular car, not a sprinter.
Yeah.
A regular car.
Ain't no warm rain, I can tell you that right now.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day. And we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. I know you have some closing remarks for us.
Yeah, this is something, I'm going to paraphrase this. This is something I heard Les Brown say a while back, and it really, really stuck with me and resonated. So I'm paraphrasing. This is from Les Brown, one of the great motivational speakers. I saw him do something one time, and it kind of stuck with me. It's a story about an ancient Chinese bamboo tree. And this ancient tree, the process for growing this tree is really incredible. You have to plant it in the ground, and you have to water it and fertilize it every day for 5 years. You cannot miss a day once you plant this seed in the ground. It's covered, and you got to water it and fertilize it every day for 5 years. If you miss a day, it dies. 5 years of watering, nurturing, fertilizing, and in 5 years, nothing happens. And if you miss a day, it dies. So you're working towards something that you visibly cannot see. Because after you put in all this work and all this fertilizing that nobody sees, in the fifth year, the plant, the bamboo tree, this ancient bamboo tree, finally breaks through the ground. And the incredible thing about this fifth year is that in 9 weeks after it breaks through the ground, it grows to be 9 feet tall. All of them 5 years is like the effort you put into your life, you put into your dreams, you put into your goals. These are the 5 years that nobody sees. See, all people see is that fifth year of watering, fertilizing, hoping something will happen, planting and working on something that don't nobody see. After the fifth year, in 9 weeks, everybody see the 9-foot growth. And they go, look at this. Man, he came out of nowhere. He came from nowhere. They don't see the 5 years. You can't tell them about the 5 years. They ain't even going to get it. All they see is the blow up. Oh, look at him now. He came out of nowhere. Man, he lucky. He got that break. He in 9 weeks, look at that bamboo. Look at what he did in 9 weeks. Look at this, what happened to him this year. Look at what happened to him just over the summer. Look at this dude. Well, they didn't see the 5 years of planting, fertilizing, watering, unable to miss a single day. All you had was that blood, sweat, and tears you put into something, and it didn't even sprout through the ground. You didn't even know it. And that's how people look at you sometimes. They just look at the here and now. They see you all blowed up. They don't want to give you no credit for what you did to get there. They don't want to talk to you about the process. Matter of fact, they don't even want to hear the process. Here come the hate. Oh, he blow up all of a sudden. Now he think he all this. Have no idea what you did. Have no idea what you did. And if a lot of y'all out there are like that bamboo, ancient bamboo Chinese plant, some of y'all just been out there, man, at it for so long.
And don't nobody see you sweating and toiling and fertilizing and working and striving and trying to get it right. Don't nobody see it, man. But you got to keep on. Because like I always say, you don't ever know when God gonna flip the script. You don't never know when he gonna hit the switch. You don't ever know when the blow up gonna come. But if you've been putting in the work though, if you've been faithfully and due diligently doing the things you were supposed to do, if you kept pressing when everybody else was resting, if you kept putting out when everybody was turning in, if you kept showing up when nobody else was there, if you just stay the course, if you keep the faith, if you put the work in, your bamboo tree coming. Oh, and it's going to be all of a sudden. God going to blow you up, man, in ways you never thought. You're going to be in places and do things and see things that people didn't think was doable or seeable. But that's the God we serve. If you do what you're supposed to do, God going to always do what he say he going to do. And victory is given to the race. You've heard this before. The race isn't given to the swift, but to those that endureth to the end. You got to keep fighting, y'all. You got to keep watering and nurturing that plant. And I know don't nobody see it right now. And I know you don't even see it. But if you just do what you do, God will do exceedingly and abundantly over all you can think or ask. And in 9 weeks, that bamboo, that ancient bamboo tree grows 9 feet tall in just 9 weeks. So now the question is, how long did it take for the bamboo tree to become the bamboo tree? Is it 9 weeks? No, it's 5 years and 9 weeks. See, it's all that you've been through. It's all that you had to endure. It's all the untold stories about you. It's all the challenges that you've overcome. Now, while them people been dogging you, look at him, he ain't nothing. Look at him, he always struggling. Every time I look at him, he needs something. And then all of a sudden when you blow up, now they tell my boy, he got lucky. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You got some favor showed on you because you did the due diligence. You did your duty. Stay the course, y'all. Don't ever give up. The bamboo tree is coming. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you got something from it. I want to thank Brother Les Brown for teaching me that and something I never forgot, man. But thank you, brother. Hey, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you today, okay?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.